team. It's Nuggets Talk with Altitude's Chris Dempsey on the Jim Davis Show on the team.
With us, he covers the Nuggets for Altitude. Chris Dempsey joins us. Chris, how you doing today?
Doing fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing well, Chris. Doing well. The Nuggets have finally found Bol Bol a good home after the trade gets consummated, the three-team trade, Denver, Boston, San Antonio. That includes a one-time Nugget, Juancho Hernan Gomez. Juancho. Talking to Juancho. We had him in the program at least one time. So Juancho goes there, but it's Bol Bol, P.J. Dozier to the Celtics, and then Brian Forbes comes to Denver from San Antonio. Also, a second-round 2028 draft pick goes from Denver to San Antonio. Just tell us why, because a lot of people love Bol Bol, and particularly when they were in the bubble, you know, and they were playing down there at least early on, that he kind of captivated a lot of people, a lot of Nuggets fans' imagination. Here's, you know, his dad, Manute Bol, legendary shot blocker, but his skill set was different than dad. Could handle the ball at 7 foot plus and could shoot the three, had an interesting career at Oregon. It just seemed like he was somewhat of a fan favorite that just didn't really have a place on this Nuggets roster. He's maybe too much of a project for Denver.
Yeah, you know, his time here was complicated. And, you know, to your point, the talent was never in question with Bol Bol. I mean, he could and can still do a lot of things for a player 7 foot two. He can handle it really, really well. Shoot it deep from from the 3 point line. Obviously, he can block shots and be a rim protector as well, and take you off the dribble and get you to the rim. He's got a really, really good skill set. He just does. He did get caught up in a little bit of a numbers game here in Denver because he couldn't get traction after that time in the bubble that you just mentioned. It looked like he was going to be trending, you know, as a player that was going to be a rotational player. And then when that didn't happen, and then the Nuggets started stacking the roster with some other players, and they started going in some different directions, it became very difficult for Bol Bol to find consistent playing time with this basketball team. And that's something obviously he desperately wants, as any young player wants to. They want to be able to play. And look, he's not going to be playing anytime soon with foot surgery. But I think for him, eventually, and I'm looking more toward next season with him, he can land in a spot, hopefully for him, that he can get time and really put those talents on display, because he is a talented player.
Chris Dempsey covers the Nuggets for Altitude, joining us today. P.J. Dozier was always a really good piece for Michael Malone, particularly on the defensive side, but the knee injury had him sidelined for the season. So really for the Nuggets, they get Forbes for two players that are injured players that really weren't going to contribute for Denver this season, and Forbes addresses a need for improved perimeter play.
Yeah, he does. Well, in the one area that they need it most, and that's three-point shooting. And, you know, the Nuggets came into this season with a philosophical change from the three-point line. They wanted to get 40 up per game. They wanted to make in the area of 15 per game and be one of the better three-point shooting teams, have that really be a real asset to them on the offensive side. Well, what's happened is they've been very inconsistent from the three-point line and haven't shot even the same percentage as they shot last season. So, you know, they find themselves in the bottom 10 in terms of shooting percentage from the three-point line for the majority of this season. We've seen these games where they hit 21 or 20, and then they hit 4, or then they hit 9, and then, it's 17, and that's not exactly where they want to be. They want to be consistent around about 37-38% mark. And so for Brent Forbes, who's a career 40%, just under 41% three-point shooter, he's shooting just under 42% this season. I'm in the top 20 in the NBA in terms of three-point percentage. He's just going to go a long way toward helping the Nuggets shore up this area. I mean, he's not the total solution. He's only one player. But if they can catch good shooting nights from him, that's going to be a big deal, because what's the other thing that we're seeing? We're seeing teams just stand about a billion players around Nikola Jokic and just dare anybody else to shoot on the Nuggets roster, and they'll take their chances with that. Well, you're going to put a player out there with Bryn Forbes. If you leave him open, he's going to knock that shot down. And even if you have a good contested hand in his face, he's probably going to knock that shot down. He's that good of a three-point shooter. So I just think this is a very, very good acquisition by the Nuggets that really helps to address if you ask me, their biggest position of need.
Altitude's Chris Dempsey with us today on the Jim Davis Show on the Team Sports Network, and Bryn Forbes, a player the Nuggets are somewhat familiar with, played for San Antonio 2018-2019. He shot 48.4% from three-point range against the Nuggets in that first-round playoff series. In Game 7 of that series, he had 19 points, and then he was with Milwaukee, where he got to play with Giannis and Chris Middleton and Drew Holiday, and was a contributor, really, for a good chunk of their postseason, where he was getting about 19 minutes a game. He shot 45.2% from three-point range during that stretch. I mean, there's no doubt he addresses a real need. He's not a big guy, 6'2", but from what the Nuggets need, three-point shooting, it seems like Forbes is the right answer at this point in time, and a low-cost answer for the Nuggets.
Yeah, and especially off the bench. This team has – and the reserve unit has played – I'd say increasingly better basketball, but he gives you a real scoring threat off the bench, and especially for the way that unit plays. You have Faku and Bones with the ability to really collapse the defense, break it down, and create for themselves, or especially in Faku's case, create for others. And so, if you have Bryn Forbes standing in the corner, where I believe he is hitting. He's hitting 53% from the corners this season.
Just 53%. That's pretty good, right? That's not bad, right?
That's not bad. That's definitely not bad. And so you have a player like that standing in the corner, and that's just money in the bank. And so I think the Nuggets do one of the things that they've done a great job this year is generating open shots. They miss a lot of open shots. And now, look, they're going to play the Clippers tonight. The last time they played the Clippers, they made 7 jump shots the entire game. 7 for 40 the entire game. And so you can't generate the numbers of good looks that they do and then end up with these games where you just miss the majority of those shots and it's costing you the ability to really put a good number on the board and be able to win a game. And so Bryn Forbes is going to be just a really good addition to be able to help stem the tide a little bit, and then hopefully Austin Rivers can continue. I mean, he'll be back. He can continue to shoot the ball a little bit better than he was shooting earlier this year. And so maybe it's contagious when you get a guy like Bryn Forbes. They certainly hope so. But what they know beyond a shadow of a doubt is that if they get this guy open, chances are he's going to make that shot, and that's just something that is very difficult for them to know, for almost any player on that roster right now.
Altitude's Chris Dempsey joining us on the Jim Davis Show, and you touched on it there a little bit, but I want you to expand maybe on kind of how this Forbes acquisition kind of slides everybody back into a more comfortable role. Like, Faku Campazzo doesn't necessarily need to focus on scoring when he's out there. He can distribute. Bones Highland, it'll, give him a little bit more space to work because you got to keep an eye on Forbes, especially when he's in the corner. It's the scoring from beyond the arc that's going to help, but I think as you get more into March and April, that letting these guys get back into roles they're more accustomed with is going to be the big addition for the Nuggets.
Yeah, it's as much the threat of the three-point shot as it is the three-point shot. And what the Nuggets are living through right now is the reality that because nobody is really afraid of their perimeter shooting, that they're crowding the lane, they're crowding around Nikola. Some teams are fronting him and standing a player behind him, and there's just no space anymore. And that starts to become less of an issue when you put players that other teams legitimately respect out at the three-point line, because now they can't stand with a foot in the paint all the time. They have to be much closer to the shooter to make sure that the three-point shot isn't something that hurts them on this particular night. And then what that does is in turn opens up those driving lanes for a Faku, opens up those driving lanes for a Bones Highland or even a Will Barton, where they are very clogged right now. And then it allows Nikola Jokic to operate in space. So, okay, you know that whoever's guarding Bryn Forbes isn't coming off of Bryn Forbes. So that's a place where you know a double team's not coming from. So can you get Aaron Gordon on a cut in behind there? It just starts to open up more possibilities when the court is spaced, and then the defense has to be honest in terms of how it is defending the players on the perimeter that are spacing the court. So it just unlocks a lot of things. A, you can make a three-point shot, and you're just a more effective team from the line. But B, you start opening things up for some players that are finding space really hard to come by. As other teams just say, okay, well, we're just not going to let you operate from the elbows on down into the painted area. We're going to take our chances with getting out to perimeter shooters. So it will help. Now, look, they need more players than just Bryn Forbes to knock in the three-point shots, which would be a threat, an honest threat out there for defenses to have to stick closer to. But this is a good start for sure, and it's going to be a big help. And then, if they can kind of catch some guys catching fire a little bit or at least getting into a better shooting space, now you have the makings of a team it should be one of the best offensive teams in the league. Field goal percentage-wise, overall, it is. It's just that this three-point line isn't, and it puts the Nuggets in spaces where they can be guarded and they can be forced into big chunks of time where they haven't scored or they are very low-efficient scorers. So, I love this acquisition, and I think it's going to be a real big benefit, and as you said, a low-cost benefit for the Nuggets as well.